Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. And can I just say something?
Yeah.
Well, no. Go,
it's your
go
podcast.
Ahead. Go ahead and roll, though.
No,
roll,
say
roll
it.
Roll the credits.
Say it. Say it.
We're recording on 2020. So we hope, and I hope, like, from this point to 2021, Happy New Year, that it's really gotten better.
Because we're pre-recording all these.
Because we're pre-recording.
Another bonus episode. Yeah, yeah. I hope it's not. I hope the calendar didn't turn the date from 12/31 2021 to 13/1.
Like, I hope the world didn't end between now and
whatever.
Then.
I'm confused. We'll talk to you in a second.
Welcome to So Taco.
Two side hustles and a microphone.
With
So Bonita
and Taco Gear.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to a bonus episode of So Taco.
2021.
These are all the bonus episodes that are leading up to our season premiere of the next season.
We're trying to get into the 2021 spirit, even though it is December 9th, 2020 right now, because we're recording, pre-recording.
I hope no bad shit happened.
Between actually, now if it did, and we wouldn't January release 1st. This, so I hope the world didn't end between now and then.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to, unless Jesus was like, that's enough. You guys had your chance.
You know what? At this point, anything is possible.
Reset. I've said this for many times, and I think I've said this on multiple episodes. The way the current world, I know that times have been worse in the past, but I'm just saying it's not better. It's a weird direction. Technology has done some weird stuff to the human being spirit. It would not surprise me if Jesus hit that reset button. God hit the reset button on the world.
But you know, like, so,
I mean, we wouldn't know if he did. I wouldn't.
But like, Egyptians have been around for thousands of years.
Please, let's not go down this rabbit hole, because you just, because all you do, all you're just, your mind is blown the whole time that you're talking, because you asked Alexa, I don't want to say it so she can hear me. You asked her how damn it, she still heard me. Cancel. You asked how old humans were, and she gave you an answer, and you were like,
I was like, wait, what?
You asked her how old the earth was, and then you just, like, your head exploded.
Yeah, and then I was like, wait, what?
Anyway, so.
So the Egyptians are like, how old? And then, wait a minute. Yeah. All that shit fascinates
me. But in this episode, we are talking about our awesome friends at Barbacoa. Barbacoa Apparel.
Science, bitch.
Barbacoa Apparel is an amazing brand out of San Antonio. Elena, do you remember when you first heard about them?
Yeah, I remember we were in Austin, and my friend Dina, we went out to brunch with her and her then fiance, now husband.
Matt.
El Matty. And then we went to like a little pop-up at
outside in front of
a movie theater.
In front of what's the name of the
Alamo Draft House
on Lamar.
And I think Dina knew them, like she knew Matt.
It was inside that. That's right.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard about them. So Barbacoa Apparel is from San Antonio, officially San Antonio's official unofficial t-shirt company. They've been celebrating Tex-Mex culture and fostering a sense of pride in the Alamo City since 2014. They embrace what it means to be Tejano. They aim to capture a feeling of home and identity in all their products, whether it's exclaiming their favorite taco, breakfast taco, accessorizing jackets, or a glittery, crispy dog, which I didn't have until last year or the year before.
Yes.
Celebrating Texas' long history with space exploration, or carrying groceries in one of the strongest totes around. Whether you live in the deep heart of Texas or are a Tex-Pat who still wants to represent home, Barbacoa Apparel looks forward to clothing your sense of pride in San Antonio and the Lone Star State.
So I will tell you guys this. They have some fun taco shirts. They've got tacos on the mind kind of shirt. So it's like a profile with the brain and the word tacos everywhere. It's really cool. They got an astronaut with a taco. They had a lot of stuff.
They have all the taco types.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Bean and cheese.
Their most famous shirts, I think, are the ones that say, like, it's just a plain, it's a plain design, and mm-hmm. it's just bean and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Or carne guisada.
Mm-hmm. Or there's just barbacoa.
Yeah, there's a lot of really, really cool ones. They're awesome. It's a team of four. I think it's four. Yeah, they're great. They've been featured in a lot of, we have a lot of San Antonio listeners. If you're in San Antonio and you don't know who they are.
You have to know who
Barbacoa. I'm pretty sure you know who they are.
It's impossible to not know who Barbacoa Apparel is.
So it's actually spelled Barbacoa, But like the A at the end of barbacoa is the first A of apparel. So it's all together one word, barbacoa apparel. Not barbacoa and apparel. It's not like that. So check them out on Instagram. They're so good. They actually, the San Antonio culture, like they're in their Facebook and Instagram has like so many jokes. Their Facebook mostly has a lot of the jokes about San Antonio culture and just the things that people in San Antonio would understand. But
yeah, man,
they're so good. It's not just San Antonio stuff. Don't feel like you have to just, it's Mexican-American
it's
culture.
It's not touristy to San Antonio, like a San Antonio shot glass or like a San Antonio postcard. No, it's like the heart of the Tex-Mex culture in San Antonio. Like that's barbacoa apparel. They were born and raised there. They're familiar with all the influence of Tejano in San Antonio. I mean, San Antonio and Corpus are so different.
You could actually go check out an episode of The Taco Chair from season 2 where I featured Nydia, their designer. Mm-hmm.
I love awesome. Her.
Go check them out. It's really cool. They've got a few deals with HEB Groceries, which is a gigantic grocery chain here in Texas. And they released shirts with them, like a fuck ton of shirts. They did a lot of really, really cool stuff. They do a lot of really cool stuff. I mean,
and I think they're doing it full time, right?
Yeah, they're all, I believe they're all now doing it full time. I'm not sure. They also, let me tell you this, don't forget about it, Elena. They started their own screen printing business.
Yes.
Inside of their brand, they started their own screen printing business called the Tortilla Press. It's awesome. That's such an amazing name.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Anyway.
We've even had the pleasure of having them come to Loca.
Yeah.
And Ben with us are always a hit.
When we had physical markets.
Yeah, they were a part of our on-site, website, Loca.
They were part curbside. Of the Loca for Local Curbside just this past
week. Couldn't think of the word. They're definitely a Texas treasure.
I think so. And they're also fun.
Cool people.
They're also fun to be around.
Chill.
Can't say enough stuff. All I know is, the coolest shirts, the designs are amazing. They're so fun. They do San Antonio medals for Fiesta.
Yeah.
Every year as well. They've got pins. They've got stickers. They've got a lot of cool stuff. They have onesies. They got masks they started making. I'm sure I'm forgetting stuff, but I know that like they're doing really well. And they're actually in stores in San Antonio too.
Yeah.
But their shirts are very reasonably priced and against because they can produce them in-house.
And listen, if you've got also a store where you're interested in wholesaling their products,
they've got wholesale
information on them. So if you've got a little boutique and you want to sell some Tex-Mex stuff, Barbacoa Apparel is the way to go, for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is a quick little episode. But these are little bonus featured episodes.
We're just giving out some shout-outs to some of our brands, our favorite brands, our friends.
And we're just doing one per episode. So there's way more than that what we're going to do.
But if you haven't, please go check them out on Instagram, Facebook. They are
barbacoaapparel.com. We'll put that in the show notes. But
and then go get some barbacoa.
But Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, bitches.
We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you in the next bonus episode.
Hasta la próxima.
Bye, everyone.